So today we're back to talk about the actual discipline, devotion of study and ability to complete quizzes at Christian Leaders Institute.
You know, as I think about it, I wish I had some of this before I went off to college and seminary, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't think I was ever taught any of it.
No.
How to take notes, how to take quizzes, how to study, how to anything. You're just on your own, do what you can. And I probably learned, I learned what worked for me. I don't know if it was the best in terms of learning.
Right. Trial and error.
Yeah, you know, I learned how to study for the test, but not study for life.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to this lecture right here.
So let's talk about that. So what is study at CLI? Now, the definition of study is the devotion of time and attention to acquire knowledge on academic subjects. We talked about that previously. This is an academic environment by means of CLI correspondence courses. So first of all, what is study is the devotion to something. You actually, it's an enterprise. It's an endeavor.
What's the word devotion mean? That's one of those church words, right?
Yes, it
devotion.
Is.
It is. How would you describe devotion?
Well, do your devotions. It's something that you do every day. In a sense, you open the Word of God, and we had lunch today, and we opened up the Bible, my wife, I, and you, and it was a time of devotions where we're devoted to the Word of God for a period of time.
So I might be devoted to my wife, which means I sort of honor her. I give my time and my attention to her.
Right. And so you don't give sacred a little bit.
There's a little sacredness to it.
Right.
It's not just giving time and attention. There's a sacred giving time and attention.
Now, this definition, by the way, is the general definition in a dictionary. Isn't that interesting that you use the word devotion?
Yeah.
So it's, first of all, a devotion of time.
Right.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. What does that mean to you?
Yeah. I think we touched on it earlier, that we only have so much time.
Right.
And in some ways, whatever you give your time to is what you're devoted to.
Right.
Ooh. It's what you're honoring. It's what you're worshiping, in a way.
Right.
So if you give all of your time to television, playing cards, eating, whatever it might be, then that's what you're worshiping.
Right.
And you're hoping that somehow those things are going to do something for you.
Right.
So I think, why not give yourself to something that's going to outlast your life, which is that eternity part.
You know, that idea of give yourself. I'm glad you brought that up. I find that unless I give myself to something, I won't do it.
Right.
So devotions has that understanding of devotion.
Are you going to do it or you're not going to do it?
Right.
Right.
Here's the next thing. It's devotion of time and devotion of attention. My son, Proverbs 5, verse 1, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight.
Right.
What's attention?
Attention, yeah. Hey, listen. Are you listening? No, you're looking over there. You're talking to your friend. See?
Right.
I think it's giving some focus to something.
Yeah.
A lot of times I think, if you look at really successful people, they gave attention to whatever they were trying to do.
Right.
They were
full attention.
I just finished the whole documentary on Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, totally, this is the thing. In fact, he could not stand hanging around people that didn't have that same focus.
Attention.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was the greatest athlete the world has ever seen, but he certainly had a focus and attention on what he really wanted to do.
My wife was a homeschool teacher for 14 years, and you know, I watched how she how she taught our children. And one of the things she would say again and again, see what you see, don't see what you think you see. And her point was, attention, be attentive, listen to what you read. Right. Don't let your mind crowd in and interpret it apart from the words that are on the paper.
Right.
Discipline your mind to see what you see.
Right.
Acquiring knowledge.
Okay.
Proverbs 13:16, every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool exposes his folly.
Yeah, in some ways it takes a certain amount of humility to learn. Right?
I mean, that's interesting.
You're saying you don't know something. I mean, when you start
that's true.
A thing of course,
that's
of course
really
of study,
point.
You're saying I don't know something. And that's humbling, right? We don't
right.
I mean, in a conversation, I don't want to act like I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Then you have a leg up on me.
Right.
Right? So we usually people, when they start talking, they kind of outdo one another.
Right.
But then you never learn anything. I mean, you feel important, like, you know, I'm a big shot because I know more than you. But at the end of the day, you don't know any more than you did the day before.
Right.
So being a learner and taking pride in your ability to learn is a whole mindset that, you know, for some of you, it might be a shift that you have to start making.
Right.
Instead of taking pride in knowing it all,
right?
Take pride in learning it all.
Right.
And
not being,
you know,
the answer woman or answer
right.
man to situation.
What can I learn today? What can I learn from you? What can I learn from this situation? What can I learn from this course that can be helpful for others?
You mean really learning how to be a curious person?
Yes. Yeah, that the world is so filled with so many things.
Right.
And you know, whether you do anything with it or not, isn't it just interesting?
Yeah.
Electricity, how does that work?
Right.
Computers, my son does programming, and we'll sit and watch him like, how does this all go?
It's
how
powerful.
Does this work?
Powerful.
You know, we're taking apart an old car, a 1968 Datsun Roadster. We got the body off the other day. And, you know, my son knows all about, you know, where the things are bolted and that this and that and that and that. And I'm just fascinated with it. I'm watching your son-in-law in the other room. He's putting the tile down.
Right.
And he has the system with these clips. And, you know, so I watched him for 5 minutes. About, well, how do these clips work? How do they, you know, one broke off and he said it was because of this and then he changed something.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible.
You know, am I going to ever tile? I don't know, but the whole thing is just fascinating. I will not look at a tiled floor in the same way.
Right.
The 5 minutes that I invested today will change the way I look at all floors for the rest of my life. And it only cost me 5 minutes.
Yeah. So it's acquiring knowledge. So at Chrysler's Institute, these are correspondence courses given to you, which include lectures, and you're seeing one right now, digital readings, which you've already read, self-correcting quizzes with grades, which you've already observed, and it's adult education transferable credentials, and which Christian Leaders College will recognize. So probably I should explain what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So in the whole world of accreditation and college and all of that, there are standards, 22, 24 standards of U.S. Department of Education recognized accreditation and accredited learning. And we are, at Christian Leaders Institute, a correspondence school program.
What is correspondence?
It means that the classes just go right to you.
Right.
You take them on your own.
Your own time. Like you have to show up at 11 o'clock on Monday to get this lecture.
No, on your own time. Now, here's some things. You're not talking to other students. This is just you and Steve and I today, and the quizzes and the information.
Yeah.
And as you complete this as on your own initiative, you receive award-level credits for Christian Leaders Institute, but Christian Leaders Institute is part of Christian Leaders College, and these are college classes. And these classes transfer over to Christian Leaders
so
College.
So your certificate course that you take here can become
a college.
An accredited college course that you don't have to take again.
Right.
You've already taken it.
It's
in a way, it just gets counted as something different later on.
Yeah, because when you go into the college, there's all sorts of things like high school transcripts and all that, which we have ways for you to work with that.
Right.
But it's correspondence learning. Now, you mentioned certificates. We call them awards.
Right.
The state of Michigan wants us to call them awards,
right.
And that's great. But they are more than awards.
Right.
They're award, in our minds, award credentials. And you're going to see that you can go through different credentials to get different awards. And all of that means a lot because you are completing college level study. So, learning is about specific topics. So you actually are going to study topics. So let's look at what is topic study, and it's in what it is a detailed investigation and analysis of a subject or situation. But that sounds heavy. A detailed investigation. Now, I sort of think of that one learning thing where you talk about it's a journey.
Yes.
You know, it's the last thing. You're on a journey.
Yes. Yeah, you're trying to find something.
Right. A detailed investigation and analysis of a subject or situation.
Right.
How do that work for you when you study a topic? Now, you just mentioned about flooring. But if you're going to study something, do you think of it that way, that you're actually going to dive into this?
Yeah, I think of, you know, the world is filled with thousands of topics of enterprises. What are they called? I don't know what
the curious Steve mind and the Henry mind and the your mind.
It's, you know, a lot of times we think about, you know, if we hadn't become ministers, what would
we have done? Oh, yeah, we've done that,
right?
Yeah.
And so we play the game of, well, it'd have been fun to be a lawyer.
Right.
It'd have been fun to be... So those are all topics. And each one of them has its own jargon, its own words, its own definitions, its own how it all works, its own game. It's like if you learn football, it's got its own rules. When you get basketball, it's similar, but it's got different rules. And all of life is exactly like that. You go to a playground, it's got its own rules. It doesn't matter where you go. You know what we're talking about even where you're at. There's things that have its own rules of how it all operates. And a newbie comes in and he has no clue about any of that, and he's lost, and he has to learn the ropes. And, you know, he has to learn on his own, or someone takes him under their wing and shows him the way. So what's cool, I remember when I went to college, they gave us a big book.
It
was all the courses that the college offered.
Right.
And then if you took these 10 courses, you could become a lawyer. If you took these, you could become a teacher.
Right.
If you took these, you could become a music person. If you took this, you could become a biologist. And I remember just paging through the thing going, this is the most amazing thing in the world. I just have to go through this book and pick out what I want, and I can become something.
Right.
I don't have to do anything else. I don't have to go out and get it. I just become this thing by just taking these courses. It was like, I thought it was like magic.
Yeah, it is magic. Well, and see, so the different topics, when you read that big book, it was still wide. There's an old Sunday school song, deep and wide, deep and wide. There is a fountain flowing deep and wide. When you actually take a course, what happens next is you dive deep. You delve deep into the subject area for investigation. You will encounter the problems. You learn how people have come up with possible solutions. And at Christian Leaders Institute, you will see the biblical perspective. So as you're each topic that you get in, you dive in the deep side a little bit.
Yes. And that's in some ways the point. We've all heard of all these different topics. We just don't know how they work.
Right.
And You know, when you have a topic you don't know that well, it's a big mystery. And that, there's something fun about that. But then once you go in, it quickly, I remember taking Hebrew. I remember looking at the characters of the Hebrew words and language and so
right.
on.
Right.
And when I looked at it, it was just, it was just chicken scratches. It was just lines going every which way. I could not see anything. Okay, then one day I took my first class and we had to learn the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So you're sitting with these cards. Within 2 hours, I could not look at a Hebrew page and see chicken scratches anymore.
Right.
I saw letters.
Yes.
I could not go back.
Yeah.
In 2 hours,
yeah,
I went from this is just modern art to I see letters. And I can never go back.
Right. Right.
And it happened in 2 hours.
Wow.
So that's what's exciting about going in deep is very quickly you get to a level that you couldn't have imagined before you did it.
So what also happens as you study is that you learn how to do analysis, learn how to analyze data and other evaluations of the data.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. So you learn how to think critically about things. And what is thinking critically? It's not just being negative about something.
Right.
In the academic world, when we talk about thinking
critically,
you're thinking deeply. You're not just taking something at face value.
You're doing comparison, contrast.
Yeah,
you're doing,
like,
you know,
okay,
evaluation.
What does this really
yep.
mean?
Right.
And in the academic world, you don't just because someone says something doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
It just because you read something doesn't mean that what is read is a true thing.
Right.
And, you know, we see that in our world today, false narratives and everyone
accusing
someone of lying and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's true about all thinking, that you have to evaluate things. You have to look for the evidence for something. Someone just says something.
Right.
Well, what's the evidence for that? Well, it just is. That's
right.
just the way life is. Well, no. If you can't tell me, if you can't back it up with some evidence,
right.
with some, you know, reasons why you think it, then how do I, you know, I'm not just going to accept it just because you said it.
Exactly. So wrapping this up, study is really an inquisitive journey.
Yes.
It's a curious journey.
Yes.
And as you go through the material and take notes, and in the assignments today, readings, there are is a lot of discussion about note-taking,
yeah.
quiz-taking, and we're not going to get into all that today. In fact, in this class, you can take the quizzes more than yeah. once, so we want you yeah. to get a good yeah. onboarding on yeah. taking quizzes
yeah.
and all of that
and
stuff.
And please take it more than once.
Oh, yeah, just
this
do it.
Is, in a way, your practice.
Yeah, get it. Get your A, one credit, get an A,
this is 100% A.
You know, in a lot of ways, that's what we want you to do. We want you to succeed. And we want you to take the quizzes more than once and learn how to take notes, and all of those things help you
yes.
and develop an academic journal. Notice I'm using the word academic now.
Yes.
You know, chronicle what's happening with your life and your study and dive deep into different topics. And sometimes...
So, again, notice what he said, dive. What is that?
Metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Because
dive deep.
All of a sudden we're swimming. Well, I don't know, why are we swimming? But
right.
It's a metaphor that helps us get the point.
Yes. And when you dive deep, I believe many people find their calling there.
Yeah.
They often realize, this is who I am,
yes.
and I never knew it.
Right.
I never realized
right.
it.
That, I guess that's what's behind everything what we're saying right here is, you don't know your full potential yet. You
right.
don't know what God has in mind for you yet. You're on the cusp of this whole discovery thing, and there's nothing more fun than that.
Yeah,
really.
I'm excited for you. Really.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, let's say maybe you think you've wasted your life to this point. You know what? It just means you have the best still ahead.
Yes, you haven't peaked too early.
You haven't peaked too early, and all that discovery and potential is still right there in front of you.
Yes. So we conclude by saying, enjoy studying. Own studying, dive deep into studying, make studying part of your habits. We talked about that. Make it part of your time management. make study something you look forward to, something that your wanter wants, that you give yourself to.
Yes. And you devote yourself.
You devote yourself to study. So we're excited for you, and we ask that God will bless you on this curious journey.